We're recording this on the 17th day of ongoing protests in response to George Floyd's murder and police violence. We've been to a few protests in Charlottesville, mostly marches. And we went to a black youth-organized rally-slash-block-party to defund the police last weekend that was just so full of joy. I'm only 8, but I'm a protester.
Black lives matter. Black lives matter.
We marched in the streets to defend black lives in 2017 and 2018, after white supremacists rallied in Charlottesville. But one thing that's been different about recent protests is how many people are protesting in their cars.
That has been a little weird for me. Back in 2017, Heather Heyer was killed by a car here in Charlottesville while she was protesting against the Unite the Right rally. The idea that cars would now be circling the same blocks almost 3 years later in defense of protesters took a little getting used to.
But cars have been super helpful for protesting during a pandemic, as vehicles for showing up, making noise, and staying at a safe distance.
Freelance journalist Sonia Paul went to a car caravan protest in Oakland, California, and discovered that it also allows more people to participate than ever before.
As with many local events these days, I saw it first on Facebook. Justice for George Floyd and Breonna Taylor car caravan. It was slated for the last Sunday of May, the end of that first long weekend of protests that woke the nation up, yet again, to the fight for Black lives.
We really want the car caravans to be a place where, you know, immunocompromised people can go, people with different abilities can go, and demonstrate to the state that they're not going to use this pandemic of COVID-19 to stop us protesting the pandemic of police terror.
That's Kat Brooks. She's the co-founder of the Anti-Police Terror Project. It's an Oakland-based organization that's worked for years with communities and families who've suffered at the hands of the police. And it's the driving force behind several protests in the Bay Area now, including this car caravan, a kind of protest they've done before and which fits our current moment.
It's amazing. And people honk their horns and they post signs. So there were definitely pandemic concerns that generated the idea of like, okay, how do we keep resisting and not die, basically, and not expose our community, right? Because Black and brown people are the ones that are catching and dying from COVID-19 at higher rates than any other demographic. And those are the people that come. And so if we're talking about preserving Black life, we want to be sure that we were engaging in ways that preserves Black life.
That afternoon, I grabbed my polka-dotted bag I used to carry my audio equipment, double-checked to make sure I had my face mask, and drove to its meeting point at the Port of Oakland.
We have a communications team, we have a logistics teams, we have security teams, we've got organizing teams, comms teams. And I think because this wasn't the first one, thank goodness, because it was the biggest one that we've seen, we were able to move through it pretty quickly.
To the helicopters flying overhead, the cars stacking up behind each other must have looked like ants. Signs decorated their doors and windows. Black Lives Matter. George Floyd deserved a life. Not a hashtag. Respect existence or expect resistance. Cyclists with signs on their backs also sped by. While everyone was still gathering, I decided to walk down the road to survey the scene. A woman leaning against her car was doing the same thing.
I'm gonna drive in the caravan. I wanna kind of soak it in here.
That's Susan. She was nervous about the crowds at the other protests, she said. So the idea of staying in a car was enticing.
It was the only thing that I saw that I knew I could do. I'm a trans woman. I'm here also to support Black trans women. You know, unfortunately, you know, I'm always aware of Black trans women being killed. So that's why I'm really here.
I don't know what's gonna happen, to be honest.
Sansan and her two teenage sons were sitting patiently in their car, peering their heads out the windows.
We're just kind of waiting and assuming that that somebody will initiate some movement. But I'm guessing that this is probably bigger maybe than they imagined it might be.
Sansan told me she's no stranger to protests. But she was specifically excited for this protest because it seemed family-friendly, as she put it, and respectful of social distancing.
For me and for my family, it's really important as Asian Americans that we be part of this movement and that it be recognized that Asian Americans are equally committed to racial justice.
I think this moment is a culmination of a lot of things. I think it's a culmination of, you know, almost 4 years of 45 in the White House and what that's meant for Black, brown, queer, indigenous bodies, for our climate, for jobs, for all of those things. Across this country, people are being displaced. People can't afford their rent. This was before. And then the pandemic hit, and then people lost their jobs, and then people were terrified. So when Minneapolis caught fire, the country exploded. And I think you're seeing people from all of those fights in this particular fight right now, and that people are doing a really good job of being intersectional around what we're talking about. And it's not lost on people that Black people are at the bottom of all of those issues that I just listed, right?
Looking around at the people hanging out of their cars, it was true. The protests had attracted all kinds of people.
I'm Faye Rohrbach, and I'm from Oakland, California.
Susan Shulman, I'm from Oakland, California.
Did you go to any of the other protests or marches in Oakland earlier this weekend?
We didn't because we're trying to practice the social distancing because we're over 65. So the fact that it's in a car is ideal for us.
Yeah, and speaking of your age, I mean, have you seen anything else like this in your lifetime? Does this remind you of anything?
Many. All the protests against all the wars, the Vietnam War in particular, you know, Rodney King and Martin Luther King. I mean, it just goes on. And so, yes, it reminds me of a lot of things.
It's very familiar. This feels very familiar.
Is there anything different about now, though?
The cars. Yeah, I feel like more people are here today. More white people are here today. And I think that's fantastic. Not a lot of white people always turn out for police brutality against Black people, for people of color.
I would say staying back is, well, it didn't happen to me. It's not really my problem. I'm not a racist. I hear that a lot. I'm not a racist. It's too much trouble. Maybe something's going to happen. Some violence is going to happen. You know, I'll send money to something other than show up.
And also, I think right now, it seems like a turning point that more people are more aware of their inner racism and willing to look at it.
Imagine being stuck in the world's largest traffic jam, but not being irritated. Instead, imagine being inspired and motivated and bonded with the community around you instead of trying to cut them off. That's what this car caravan felt like. The car started creeping forward. The caravan was on the move. The Anti-Police Terror Project livestreamed the protest directly on Facebook and had a Zoom link with ASL interpretation. They also directed people to tune in to 88.1 FM. In between some feel-good songs and radio interference, Kat and the other organizers gave directions.
We're on the corner.
Reminded everyone to keep taking the pandemic seriously.
Wash your hands, don't touch your face. Sanitize your hands, don't touch your face.
And reinforce why the protest is necessary. I rolled down my window and could hear it. Inside our own cars, our own spaces, we were all listening to the same thing at the same time.
I mean, there is something to be said about standing shoulder to shoulder with your comrades in the streets. Like, that has a particular energy and feel. But this too, like, knowing that we were all in this together on the radio and play music for people, we had a whole soundtrack going, and it was dope. And I think people actually really enjoy the car caravans.
Upwards of 10,000 cars wound through Oakland. The caravan was miles long. One friend who participated, and who is extremely concerned about the virus spreading, posted a photo on social media from the driver's seat of his truck. The warm, hazy glow of the sun in front of him was beautiful. "Stay safe and social distance," he wrote. "Justice for George Floyd. Black Lives Matter."
we are living in incredibly powerful times and dangerous times, right? So this isn't an ordinary moment in the movement. I mean, movements ebb and flow. I hear people say this is the beginning. It's not the beginning. This is a continuation of a lot of work. So we've got to be in the streets. We've got to keep this going. I don't want to get sick, and I certainly don't want to be responsible for other people getting sick. And I think at this time, particularly as organizers and people, that if you're going to choose to go on the streets, you need to arm yourself with that knowledge that you can better protect yourselves, your families, and your communities. So please take care of yourself. Please. And know the facts about COVID-19.
That was Sonia Paul, a freelance journalist and audio producer based in Oakland, California.